time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome in to Bearcat Basketball right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Chris Roush, and we're down in St. Joseph tonight for the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic at Missouri Western Fieldhouse, as Northwest will take on William Jewell tonight in the first game of the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. And the four teams in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic this year is Missouri Western hosting Rockhurst University, William Jewell, as well as Northwest. And this weekend, Northwest will take on William Jewell, and Rockhurst will be their two opponents throughout the weekend. Going around the teams in the tournament this weekend, starting with Missouri Western, they're led by head coach Brett Weiberg his second year, as Rockhurst will be led by Bill O'Connor in his 21st year of coaching, William Jewell by Larry Hawley in his 35th year of coaching, an overall record of 855-502. And Northwest will be led by head coach Ben McCollum and assistants Austin Meyer and Andy Peterson, as they'll take on William Jewell in the first game of this Hilliard Tip-Off Classic down here in St. Joseph. Both of these teams have had a couple exhibition contests before this tournament. William Jewell played University of Missouri in the exhibition game. They lost that one 72-31. They picked up a victory over Living the Dream 79-69 in the other exhibition game they've had so far. For Northwest, on their side, on the exhibition contest, they dropped the opener in their exhibition at Minnesota State University Moorhead 75-66. And they got a victory last Saturday over Upper Iowa 91-83 up in Maryville. Northwest will take on Rockhurst tomorrow in their second game and final game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic right here in St. Joseph. And right now we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keene, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Open 24 hours, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value. And from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specialize in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or 816-806-7777. And from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back to Bearcat Men's Basketball right here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Down in St. Joseph tonight in the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Roush, and Northwest will take on William Jewell in a matter of about 15 minutes away from tip-off. The first game of the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here in St. Joseph. Northwest, like I said a little bit ago, is 1-1 overall in two exhibition games they've had so far against Minnesota State University Moorhead and Upper Iowa. Those games, they lost the first one against Minnesota State University Moorhead, but picked up a victory against Upper Iowa 91-83 in their second one. And for Northwest, so far on the early season, they've had a lot of success so far getting a lot of the younger guys into the rotation, because a lot of guys, they lost a lot of guys after last year's season. Deson Cooper He was one of the big pieces that the Northwest team will be missing. But, you know, Coach McCollum's talked about it already this year. And having guys like Grant Kozat, Matt Wallace, senior leadership on this team really helps out a lot of the younger guys. And one of the younger guys that's really already making a lot of contributions is Justin Pitts, kind of filling in for Deshaun Cooper, a 5'9" freshman. He's averaging 15 points a game so far in the early season. Well, it's Connor Crooker. He's got 15 in average in the two games so far. Those two guys have really stepped up. Crooker, the junior, he really exploded on the scene last year, his sophomore year, and they're going to look for him to help carry the load this year along with Matt Wallace, Grant Kozat, Justin Pitts, as well as the rest of this Northwest lineup. We're just about 14 minutes away from tip-off here in St. Joseph. Northwest will take on William Jewell. William Jewell went into tonight's game. They've had two games, exhibition game against University of Missouri. Back in October, they lost that one 72-31, and they picked up a victory against Living the Dream 79-61 earlier this month. So William Jewell, Northwest, getting set for action. We're just about 13 minutes away from tip-off here in St. Joseph in the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and a 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at Belden Frederick and St. Joseph, East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
And welcome back into the Bearcat Pregame Show. Joining me now is head coach Ben McCollum. And, you know, coach, coming to the Hilliard Classic, Rockhurst and William Jewell this weekend. Tonight's William Jewell. What's kind of the opposition William Jewell faces for you guys?
Well, they've got a lot of talent. Excellent post players, guards that can really shoot it, also drive, and they're very well coached. Obviously a guy that has probably 10 times the wins that I have. So they're going to be a tough challenge, and we're going to have to be ready.
And a couple more, I guess you'd call them tune-up games before the MIAA schedule begins in December. And really, what are you looking to get out of the guys here in this tournament this weekend?
You know, I want to be ready to compete right away and gain a little bit more rhythm offensively, which I didn't think we had in both games this past weekend. So if we can kind of get some of that going, I think it'll be a successful tournament. Obviously, we want two wins as well.
And you have some of the older guys, Grant Kozat, Matt Wallace, guys like that still here. And then you have Justin Pitts stepping into the point guard position. He's been playing well. What are you looking to see out of the older guys helping the younger guys to kind of get going, like you talked about, getting the rhythm going?
Well, I think part of it's just being experienced, just playing in games. And these are the games that you need to play to gain that experience. And I think the older guys can just teach them how to prepare the right way. And then obviously on the floor, keep their heads cool and make sure they understand what's going on.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That was head coach Ben McCollum. We'll be back after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More information is available at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Also from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Jock's Niche Sporting Goods at 1st and Main in Maryville. Jock's Niche offers Bearcat sportswear from Adidas and Ping, as well as performance wear and apparel from Nike and Under Armour. More at jocksniche.com. And from Schreck Auto in Maryville, Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. Support also comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com. Also from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse here in St. Joseph as Northwest will take on William Jewell in the first game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. As the first game of their two games they'll play this weekend in the Tip-Off Classic, the second one will come tomorrow as they'll take on Rockhurst of their two games this weekend. Now let's take a quick look at the starting lineups. First for William Jewell, head coach Larry Hawley in his 35th year of coaching, an overall record of 855-502. Starting lineup for him, number three, Christian Hildebrand, a 6'4" senior guard from Kansas City, Missouri. Another guard, 5'9", junior guard from Jackson, Tennessee, Darius Tomlin. A 6'180" junior guard from Liberty, Missouri, Jordan Lewis. Number 35, a 6'9" freshman center from Moldova, Emil Ostavulicic. And a 6'5" sophomore forward from Independence, Missouri, Devontae Mosby. That's the starting lineup for William Jewell. Will be Hildebrand, Tomlin, Lewis, Ostavulicic, and Mosby for William Jewell. And for the Bearcats, starting five, a 5'9", 135-pound freshman from Blue Springs, Missouri, number one, Justin Pitts. A 6'2", 185-pound junior from Overland Park, Kansas, number 24, Connor Crooker. A 6'1", 185-pound senior from Bellevue, Nebraska, Mount Wallace. A 6'7", 205-pound sophomore from Prairie Village, Kansas, number 33, Zach Schneider. And a 6'8", 205-pound senior from Kearney, Missouri, number 45, Grant Kozat. So it'll be Pitts, Crooker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad for Northwest. And their head coach is Coach Ben McCollum, assistants Austin Meyer and Andy Peterson. So once again, for William Jewell, it will be Hildebrand, Tomlin, Lewis, Asavulicic, and Mosby. And for Northwest, it will be Pitts, Crooker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad. As Coach McCollum talked about in the last break when we met with him and discussed how what he's looking to see out of this team, he really wants to see an offensive flow start to be established before they do get into the MIAA schedule, because Northwest has a couple of games left before they get to the MIAA. They have one next Tuesday against Drury University in Maryville, and then next Saturday they have Graceland University as well up in Maryville. So two more home games before they go on the road in December for to start MIAA play with Emporia State. And you talk about the importance of kind of getting these guys on the same page. A lot of young guys, you know, Justin Pitts, kind of the new guy taking control, taking the reins of this team, so to speak, replacing Deshaun Cooper. So having him out there will help them as well. Connor Crooker, he's a veteran now, as well as Grant Kozad, Matt Wallace. And those are two of the senior leaders for this team. We're just about 3.5 minutes away from tip-off here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse and the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Also from KFC, located on South Main across from Walmart in Maryville, KFC supplies Bearcat fans with chicken buckets and sides for tailgating. KFC also offers a daily buffet that is open from 10:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor riverwalk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest units and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph for the 23rd annual Hilliard Classic. Here, I'm Chris Roush. Northwest will take on William Jewell in just about 2 minutes away from tip-off between these two schools. This will be Northwest's third game of the season. As we talked about earlier, they took on Minnesota State, Moorhead, and Upper Iowa already. And William Jewell, they've had two games under their belt as well, as they have taken on University of Missouri and Living the Dream. And we're just about ready for the starting lineups, as once again it will be Pitts, Crooker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad for Northwest. And for William Jewell will be Hildebrand, Tomlin, Lewis, Ostavulicic, and Mosby. So what it will be Northwest taking on William Jewell. Northwest will be Pitts, Crooker, Wallace, Schneider, and Kozad. And William Jewell, Hildebrand, Tomlin, Lewis, Ostavulicic, and Mosby. As we're just about ready for the national anthem, we're just about 30 seconds away from getting things going. And it's now time for the national anthem here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse.
Firefighters and military personnel, by saying as one nation under one flag, as one people have the state of the flag, the run was for the fieldhouse for the playing of our national anthem. Thank you.
national anthem. We're just about ready for tip-off here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse in the 23rd annual Hillier Classic here in St. Joseph. While we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest William Jewell just about ready to tip off. We'll go through the starters one last time before we get things going here in St. Joseph at the 23rd Annual Hillier Classic. For William Jewell, at starting five will be Christian Hildebrand, Darius Tomlin, Jordan Lewis, Emil Ostapulicic, and Devontae Mosby. The starting five for Northwest will be Justin Pitts, Connor Crooker, Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, and Grant Kozak. Northwest, two games under their belt. They're 1-1 on the season. William Jewell, they have two games under their belt. They're 1-1 coming into this ballgame. So both teams with a victory, both teams with a loss. William Jewell lost their first one to the University of Missouri. Northwest lost their first one to a very good Moorhead State team. And you know, Coach Tim McCollum and his staff, they want to see the best out of their players so far this season. And he wants this tournament to be an opportunity for his guys to really establish a tempo before the MIAA season begins in early December, as Northwest will travel to Emporia State for the first MIAA game of the year on Wednesday, December 3rd at 7:30. Northwest will be in their gray uniforms with the white letters and white numerals, gray pants with the green trim and the Bearcat logo on the side. William Jewell will be in their white jerseys, the red numerals, the red letters, and the white trim down the side. The red and black trim on the shorts for William Jewell. Set to jump for Northwest will be Grant Kozad. Kozad, 6'8", 205-pound senior for Northwest. Northwest will have just a little bit of a height advantage in this ball game, but not much. William Jewell, they match up height-wise fairly well with most of the guys on Northwest roster. William Jewell actually has 1 6'9" kid, and set the jump for William Jewell will be number 35, Emilio Ostapulicic, a 6'9" freshman from Moldova. Northwest will go left to right on your radio dial. William Jewell will go right to left. And we are underway as Kozad tips it out of bounds. And it will be William Jewell basketball. So Kozad gets a tip, but knocks it out of bounds. So William Jewell will control the ball. Inbound for William Jewell will be Lewis. He gets it into Tomlin. Tomlin top of the key, going against Pitts. Goes over to the left side to Hildebrand. Hildebrand being guarded by Crooker. Now left low block down to Vasulovic. Vasulovic tries the hook shot. No good. Doesn't get rim. Crooker with the defensive board. Crooker pushes up the court to the right side. Gets it across the timeline. Over left side Wallace. Now left corner Pitts. Pitts comes back up. Wing goes up top of the key. Gets a screen from Schneider. Right side to Wallace. Wallace screen from Kozak. Drills middle of the lane. Back out to Kozak. Kozak pump fake shoots. Rims out, no good. Schneider with the offensive board. And back out to Kozad. Top of the key to Wallace. Wallace will reset. Gets a screen from Kozad. Looks at it, feed it into Kozad, and the foul is going to be called. This one's going to go against Emil Ostapulicic. His first personal foul. First team foul for William Jewell. Pitts will take it out on the right baseline. Again to Crooker. Nothing there. Just throws it back out. Schneider will go get it. Top of the key. He'll hand off to Matt Wallace. The screen from Schneider. Wallace left side. Now to Pitts. Pitts being guarded by Tomlin. Now drives through the middle of the lane. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound is brought down by Mosby. Now push up the court is William Jewell. Right side Hildebrand. Top of the key to Mosby. Now left the side over to Lewis. Top of the key. Loses the ball. It's Hildebrand going away with his Crooker. Crooker thinks about passing up, picks up his dribble. Now Schneider for three. That one off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Ostapulicic. Tomlin brings up the court, being guarded by Pitts on the left side. Gets past Pitts, drives left baseline. Dribbles back out left corner. Hits it back out to Mosby. Mosby jumper no good. Savulic with the offensive board. He misses the shot. No good. Five loose ball. Mosby gets it off the glass. No good. Five for the ball. Mosby gets it back. His shot no good. Five for the loose ball again. And Mosby gets the offensive board and gets the shot to go down and the foul. As William Jewell had about four offensive rebounds on that possession. They get to go to the line to shoot one more as Mosby hits the shot. That foul will go against Grant Kozat, his first personal foul, first team foul for Northwest. Free throw up and off the mark. Kozat comes down with the defensive rebound. Pitts will bring it up the court, being guarded by Tomlin. Brings up the left side. It's a screen from Snyder. Now dribbles middle of the lane. Foul's going to be called against Tomlin. Tomlin's first personal foul, second team foul for William Jewell. Pitts will take it out on the right baseline. Looking to get into Crooker. Not there, just throws it back out to Wallace. Goes back for it. Wallace will go get it. Wallace brings it up, going against Lewis. Dribbles to the left side. It's a screen from Kozad. Dribbles through the paint into Kozad. The feed good off the glass. And Northwest has their first points of the ball game. Tied up at two. Tomlin brings up the right side against Pitts. Tries to make a move. Gets a screen from Mosby. Pull up. He kicks it back out to Mosby. Top of the key. Right side over to Lewis now. Lewis going against Matt Wallace. And now foul is going to be called. This one's going to go again. I believe he's going to go against Mosby. That's going to be his first personal foul. Third team foul for William Jewell with 17:30 to go here in the first half. It springs across the timeline. Goes left side. Screen from Kozat, trying to pick and roll, but Pitts will just drive through two defenders off the glass. Good! And Pitts with his first points of the ball game. 4-2 lead now for Northwest. Top of the key with it is Tomlin. Tomlin drives right side of the lane, going against Snyder off the glass. Good, and the foul. And this will go against Snyder, his first personal foul, second team foul. With it tied up at four now. Tomlin at the line to shoot one more. Tomlin has 2 points, and so does Mosby for William Jewell. Free throw attempt up, and good. 5-4 ball game. William Jewell in front. 17:05 to go, first half. Ball hands off to Pitts. Pitts brings it across half court. Goes left side. Picked up his dribble. Now into Kozak. Kozak makes a move against Huskulovich. Now backs him down. Up and under. Move is good. 6-5 is the score. Grant Kozak with 2 points in the ball game. 4 points, excuse me, in the ball game. Top of the key with it is Hildebrand. Going against Crooker. Right side over to Lewis. Lewis backing down Wallace. Kicks top of the key to Mosby. Mosby pump fakes. Going against Snyder. Man-to-man defense by Northwest. Left wing with it is Tomlin. Tomlin pump fakes. Picked up his dribble down that left low block to Mosby. Double team hook shot. Good. Over Snyder. Mosby now has 4 points in the ball game. 7-6 is the score. 16:05 to play, first half, 7-6 in favor of William Jewell. Top of the key, Matt Wallace. Left wing, Connor Crooker. Feeds in the Grant Kozat, left side. Pump fakes, drives middle of the lane, gets the foul, goes to the line to shoot two.
William Jewell foul inside is on Ostafuicic, number two, team number four.
Ostafuicic, this will be his second personal foul, fourth team foul for William Jewell so far in the ball game. Goes out at the line, shooting two. First one up and good. Ties the ball game at seven. Coming into the game for William Jewell will be Clint McCullough. McCullough will take the place of Ostafuicic. Goes out at the line, shooting one more.
So far, Cozad has 5 points in the ball game. Second free throw up and good. Gets the friendly roll. Now it's 8-7 in favor of Northwest. Right wing over to McCullough. Top of the key now to Lewis. Back out to McCullough, right side being guarded by Cozad. Top of the key to Mosby. Now pass over to the left side to Lewis. Lewis drives middle lane. Now drives left side. Off the glass. Good. 9-8 is the score. William Jewell in front. Wallace will bring it up. He'll get off to Kirker. Kirker crosses the timeline. Dribbles over to the left wing. Going against Hildebrand. Pass to Wallace. Wallace kicks back out to Kirker in the left corner for three. That one off back iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Tomlin. 2-on-1. Tomlin off the glass. Good. And it's 11-8 in favor of William Jewell. Wallace will bring up the court. Left side. Gets a screen from Snyder. Right side now to Pitts. Now right corner to Crooker. Crooker drives right baseline. Up and under. Move off the glass. Good. 11-10 the score. William Jewell in front by one. Tomlin across half court, left side. Throwing against Pitts. Top of the key, Mosby. Mosby for three. That one off back iron, no good. Connor Crooker with the defensive board for Northwest. Under 15 to play now, first half. William Jewell in front of Northwest, 11-10. Wallace drives middle of the lane, kicks it into the corner to Pitts. Pitts pump fakes, gets fouled. This foul will go against Darius Tomlin. With Tomlin's second personal foul. 16 fouls. We reach the first media timeout of the ballgame. William Jewell in front, 11-10 over Northwest. You're listening to Bearcat Men's Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at maryvillemo.org.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
14-21 to play here in the first half. Northwest trails William Jewell 11-10 in this first game in the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic down here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Northwest trails 11-10 against William Jewell. Leading the scoring for Northwest is Grant Kozat. He has 6 points so far in the ball game. And he'll go to the bench, and he'll get a breather as well as Matt Wallace. Both of them will go to the bench. Coming into the game will be Brett Doherty for Northwest, as well as Anthony Woods for the Bearcats. Anthony Woods, a 6'2", 180-pound sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. Doherty, a 6'7", 215-pound freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. Pitts inbounds to Woods on the right wing. Woods drives right side, kicks it back out cross-court to Pitts for three. That one rims out, no good. Bar for the loose ball and coming down with it for William Jewell will be Patrick Whelan. Whelan checked in during the media timeout. Whelan has the ball right side going against Pitts. Man-to-man defense. Kicks it down to McCullough. And the shot is good. And he will go to the line for one more. McCullough with the and one. Brett Doherty picks up his first personal foul, third team foul. And McCullough will go to the line for one more. Free throw up and good. Makes it a 4-point ball game for William Jewell. They're in front 14-10. Under 14 to play here in the first half. Pitts going one-on-one with Whelan. Comes right side. Drives right side of the lane. High off the glass. Good. 2-point ball game. Pitts now with 4 points in the ball game. Left side over to Lewis. Lewis going against Woods. Dribbles left side. Kicks it back out top of the key to Mosby. Right side over to Whelan. Whelan going against Pitts. Top of the key, Makula. Back over to the left side to Lewis. Into Mosby. Mosby underneath off the glass. Good. So he got the seal against Schneider, and he puts it in for two. His sixth point of the ball game. 16-12 is the score. 13:05 to play. Crooker for three from the corner. That one off back iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Lewis. Lewis pushing up the court for the Williams. Yield drives middle lane. Fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul will go against Zach Schneider. It's going to be his second personal foul. 14 foul for Northwest here in the first half. Kozat will go to the scorer's table, and he will check in after this first free throw for Schneider. to 16-12 is the score. 12:57 to play here in the first half. Lewis's first free throw up and good. Takes a 5-point ball game. Into the game for William Jewell. Review will come into the game for Jewell as the second free throw is good. Makes an 18-12 ball game. So 18-12, 12:56 to play here in the first half. Northwest trailing by six. Pitts has the ball left side. Kicks over to Kirker, right wing. Kirker passes over to Woods, top of the key. Gets a screen from Kozab. Woods kicks it down right baseline to Doherty underneath. He'll be fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. Foul against William Jewell will go against Clint Makula. Show me his first personal foul, 16th foul so far in this ball game. Doherty will be at the line to shoot two for the Bearcats. First one up, and rims out, no good. Score stays 18-12 in favor of William Jewell. Second free throw up and good, 5-point ball game. Bring up the court for William Jewell will be Whelan. Whelan crosses the timeline, going against Pitts. Hands it off to Boulong. Top of the key now to Rieger. Stolen away by Pitts. Pitts one-on-one with Rieger. Left-handed layup. Oh, good. Gets the friendly roll. And Justin Pitts makes this a 3-point ball game. 18-15. 12 told to play first half. Top of the key with it is Boulong. He'll hand off to Hildebrand. Hildebrand going against Woods. He'll be double-teamed. Pulls up right elbow, hands it off to Boulon. Boulon now double teamed. Gets into Makula. Makula free throw line jumper. Good. Off glass. 20-15 now is the score. Pitts brings up the left side. That'll be off to Woods on the left wing. Screen from Doherty. Top of the key now Woods. Woods picked up his dribble. Now right wing Crooker. Crooker pump fakes, drives middle of the lane. Hook shot good. 20-17 now is the score. Whelan brings it up. Right wing. Gives it to Hildebrand. Back over to Whelan. Now Whelan will drive and it'll be a charge against Whelan. Patrick Whelan picks up his first personal foul. The freshman from Manchester, England, the 6'4", 205-pound guard. It's his first personal foul. Pitts will bring it up for Northwest. 11:05 to play here in the first half. 20-17 is the score. Right baseline, Kozad. Kozad back down his defender. His shot is blocked. Doherty gets the offensive board, puts it back up off the glass. No good, but he'll be fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. This foul's going to go against Christian Hildebrand. It's going to be his first personal foul. Eighth team foul now for William Jewell. Northwest has been in the bonus. First free throw attempt, no good. Checking into the game for Northwest will be the 6'1", 165-pound junior guard from Columbia, Missouri, Lyle Harris. He'll take the place of Justin Pitts. Into the game for William Jewell with Easton Cook. He'll replace Whelan as the second free throw is off the mark. No good. Bring up the court will be Boulong. Top of the key. Over to Rieger. Backward to Boulong. Top right wing. Top of the key to Cook. Now left low block to Dama. Dama backs down Kozad. Shot off the mark. No good. Connor Crooker with the defensive board. Gets up to Harris. Harris brings up the right side. Over to Crooker. Over to Woods left wing. Doherty gives him a screen. Woods drives to the middle of the lane. Floater, no good. Rebound brought down by Rieger. Pushing up the court for William Jewell B. Cook. Cook right wing. Tries to hand it off, and it will go out of bounds. It will go off of Cook's hand, and it will be Northwest basketball to the William Jewell turnover. 10-12 to play here in the first half. William Jewell in front 20-17. Woods will bring up the court for Northwest. Anthony Woods, 6'2", 180-pound sophomore. Woods right wing, now right low block to Grant Kozak. Kozak kicks into Harris. Harris with the floater off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Dama. Cook brings it up the left side. Being guarded by Harris. Over the left side to Boulong. The foul's going to go against Northwest. And 9:46 to play here in the first half. William Jewell in front, 20-17. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
9:46 to play here in the first half. Northwest trails William Jewell 20-17. Here in this first game, the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Set the inbound for William Jewell by Christian Hildebrand. Inbound left baseline, gets into Boulong. Left wing now to Cook. Cook, 5'11 guard from Olathe, Kansas, going against Harris. He'll hand off to Boulong, left wing. He'll drive middle of the lane, kicks it back out to Dama. Top of the key, Hildebrand. Hildebrand going against Wallace, loses the handle, but it's tipped away. Now Regeer will back down his defender, and now a traveling call. It's going to be called against Regeer. And that will be a turnover for William Jewell, and Northwest will get the basketball. Checking in during that timeout was Xavier Kurth for Northwest, the 6'2", 190-pound freshman from St. Joseph. Wallace dribbles middle of the lane, kicks back out to Harris for three. That one off back iron, no good. Fire for the loose ball, and Hildebrand comes up with it for William Jewell. Cook brings up the right side, going against Crooker. Top of key to Regeer, now floater into Dama. Dama off the glass, no good, but a foul's going to be called. And the 6'9", 210-pound center from West Africa will go to the line to shoot two. That foul's going to go against Lyle Harris, his first personal foul, sixth team foul for Northwest with 9 minutes remaining here in the first half. Free throw up and rims out, no good. Into the game for William Jewell will be Mosby. He'll take the place of Regeer. Regier goes to the bench. Mosby comes in, the 6'5", 215-pound sophomore from Independence, Missouri. Dahman's second free throw off back iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Kurth. Kurth will give it to Wallace. Wallace brings it up, trailing by three. Under 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Wallace goes right side against Cook. Now drives middle of the lane, kicks it back out, baseline to Kurth. Kurth for two. No good. Goes that offensive board, and he is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Dama picks up the personal foul. It's going to be the ninth team foul for William Jules. Grant Kozad, with 6 points so far in the first half for Northwest, will go to the line to shoot two. Justin Pitts will check in for Northwest after this first free throw. Free throw up and good, and Pitts will take the place of Lyle Harris. Coming into the game for William Jewell will be Lewis and McCullough. They'll take the place of Dama and Boulong. So on the court for Northwest is Crooker, Wallace, Kozad, Kurth, and Pitts. And for William Jewell it is Cook, Lewis, Hildebrand, McCullough, and Mosby. Free throw up and good. 1 point ball game. 20-19 is the score. Cook brings up right side. Now he's trapped by Crooker and Pitts. And a blocking call is going to be called against Connor Crooker. That's going to be his first personal foul, 17 foul. And Cook will go to the line for 1-1. Easton Cook, a 5'11 guard from Olathe, Kansas. The freshman goes to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. That's Crooker's first personal foul. His 4 points so far in the first half for Northwest. Free throw off, back iron, no good. Kozad brings down the defensive board. Wallace brings it across the timeline, going against Cook. Drives to the middle of the lane. Right baseline, Kurth. Back out to Pitts. Right wing, screen from Kurth. Pitts drives right-handed layup. And it's going to be a charge. They're going to call a charge against Pitts. They're going to give Pitts the shot. And the foul's going to go against Pitts, so he's going to get the layup good. It's going to give Northwest a 21-20 lead. So the foul is after the shot, so Pitts will get the personal foul, his first personal foul. The seventh team foul, as Coach Ben McCollum's looking for an explanation. So going to the line for 1-1, now for William Jewell, after the confusion, will be Clint McCullough. And now they're trying to figure out who the shooter is going to be. They're going to watch the replay, because Pitts drove the right side of the lane. He got the shot off the glass, and they called the charge after the shot, the ball left his hand, so they gave him the points. Northwest hit the 21-20 lead. Then the foul goes against Pitts. And now the officials are trying to figure out who's going to be at the line to shoot the 1-1 opportunity. William Jewell has 10 fouls here in the first half, and Northwest with 7, 8:22 to go here in the first half. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest is Justin Pitts with 8 points, and Grant Kozad also has 8 points. Connor Crooker with 4 points, and Brett Doherty has 1 point. For William Jewell, Tomlin has 5 points, Mosby with 6 points, McCullough with 5 points, and Lewis has 4 points. As Northwest with a 21-20 lead with 8:22 to go here in the first half. On the court right now for the Bearcats is Kozak, Kurth, Crooker, Wallace, and Pitts. For William Jewell, it is Hildebrand, McCullough, Mosby, Lewis, and Cook. So at the line, shooting 1-1 will be Clint McCullough, the 6'6" junior forward from Lenexa, Kansas. McCullough at the line, shooting 1-1. Now the official will go back over to the scores table. 8:22 to play here in the first half. They hadn't put up Pitts' foul yet. Now he has one personal foul up on the board. McCullough at the line, shooting 1-1. 21-20 is the score. Northwest in front.
Free throw attempt up and good. Tie ball game at 21. McCullough's 6 point of the ball game. Nine team fouls for William Jewell, 18 fouls for Northwest. Free throw attempt up, rims out, no good. Goes out with the defensive board. Wallace brings up the left side for Northwest. Kicked out to Pitts. Pitts gives it to Wallace, left baseline. Dribbles out left wing. Tries to get to Kozak. Kozak loses the handle on it. Pump fakes. Mid-range jumper off back of the iron. No good. Fine for the loose ball. Mosby pick comes up with it after Cook saves it from going out of bounds. Trying to feed it in to McCullough. And Kozak with the steal. And now Wallace will push up the court for Northwest. Wallace will go against Lewis. Kicks it back out to Crooker, right wing. Gets a screen from Kozak. Top of the key, Pitts, left wing to Wallace. Wallace drives middle of the lane, kicks out to Kurth. Top of the key, Wallace, now over the right side to Pitts. Pitts going against Cook. 8 seconds to go on the shot clock. Cook, Crooker for three. That one good. The assist by Justin Pitts. And Northwest now has a 24-21 lead. 24-21 is the score. Cook has the ball to the right wing. Picked up his dribble, being guarded by Pitts. Now a timeout is going to be called by William Jewell with 7:08 to go here in the first half. Northwest 24, William Jewell 21. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Coming out of the timeout called by William Jewell, Northwest in front, 24-21 after a Connor Crooker three-point shot. Crooker now has 7 points in the ballgame. Kozak with eight and Pitts with eight for Northwest. So three guys doing the damage so far for Northwest. Inbound pass from Hildebrand goes to Cook. Cook has the ball left side. Pass down into Mosby. Mosby going against Kurth. Kicks it back out to the corner for Lewis for three. That one off back iron. No good. Kozak brings down the defensive board. Kozak will get it to Pitts. Pitts will bring up the right side going against Cook. Gets across the timeline. Gets a screen from Kozak. Over to Wallace, left side. Picks up his dribble. He'll pass off to Kurth, and Kurth will give it right back. Now swing pass over to Pitts on the left wing. Screen from Kozak. Kicks it back out to Vance Wins, who checked in during the timeout. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Kurth pump fakes, drives. Off the glass. Good. They're going to call a charge now. That's the official coming in, is calling a charge. His official underneath originally was going to call, appeared to be a block, and the official running in called the charge. So Chris going to be charged with his first personal foul. Ninth team foul. So the shot is no good. Score remains 24-21. 6:15 to go here in the first half. Northwest in front. Top of the key with it is Whelan. Over to McCullough. McCullough for three. That one good. Tie ball game at 24. Pitts brings up the left side. Going against Whelan. Gets the screen from Kozak. Kicks it back out to Wentz. Wentz has top of the key to Pitts. Over to Wallace. Wallace drives middle of the lane. High off the glass. No good. Rebound is controlled by Whelan. Now Whelan pushing up the court. 3-on-2. Pull-up jumper for Lewis for three. That one off back iron. No good. And now foul's going to be called against Matt Wallace. And this will be two free throws coming for McCullough, as now William Jewell will be in the double bonus. Wallace, his first personal foul, 10th team foul. 5:39 to play here in the first half. Tie ball game at 24. For First free throw up and good. 25-24 now. Into the game for Northwest will be Doherty, Schneider, and Crooker. They'll take the place of Kurth, Kozad, and Wallace. 5:39 to play, first half, 25-24. McColl at the line for one more. Take a free throw up, good. Two-point ball game, 26-24. Pitts bringing it up for Northwest, going against Whelan. Gets by Whelan. Crosses the court, goes underneath for the basket. Tie ball game at 26 now. Justin Pitts going across the lane. Up and under for the score. Now Whelan drives left side of the lane. Good. Right-handed layup. 28-26 now. Now Pitts will bring up the right side, going against Whelan. Swings over to Wentz. Wentz top of the key. Back out to Pitts. Crooker gets the ball, drives middle of the lane. Floater, good. And Crooker will go to the line for one more. Crooker gets the bucket and the foul, and this foul will go against Patrick Whelan, the 6'4" freshman guard from Manchester, England. Crooker now has 9 points in the ball game, and it's 28 all. 5:01 remaining first half. Free throw up and good. Makes it a 29-28 ball game. Under 5 to play first half. Connor Crooker with 10 points in the ball game for Northwest. Top of the key with it is Hildebrand. Being guarded by Wentz. Picked up his dribble. Gets it over to Lewis. Lewis right wing being guarded by Schneider. Kicks it back over to McColl. McColl right baseline. Pull up jumper. Off the mark. No good. Hildebrand with the offensive board. Let's try to put it off the glass. Good. 30-29 now. 4:30 to play first half. Pitts brings up across the timeline on the left side. Gets down into Doherty. Doherty off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back off. Left-handed layup. Good. 31-30 now. Whelan going against Pitts. Crosses half court. Kicks over to McColl on the left elbow. Cross-court pass over the right wing to Lewis. Lewis drives through the middle of the lane. Loses the handle on it. Crooker comes up with it. Crooker pushes up the court, gets over to Pitts, and this one's stolen away by Whelan. Whelan up the court to Lewis. Lewis, right-handed layup, good. 32-31 now the score in favor of William Jewell. Now Pitts will slow it down a little bit for Northwest. Pitts left wing, tries to get into Doherty. Doherty saves it from going out of bounds. Fire for the ball. Whelan saves it and up the court. Trying to get to Mosby, and Pitts throws it back away. Pitts will bring it back across the timeline. Schneider for three. That one off front iron. No good. Rebound brought down by McColl. Up the court now. With it is Lewis. Lewis off the glass. Good. Makes it a 34-31 ball game. And now a timeout is going to be called by Northwest. We're going to take a timeout with them. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Renfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Northwest in front, trailing 34-31 to William Jewell with 3:14 to play here in the first half. And this first game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse down in St. Joseph. It's been back and forth here in the first half so far. Both teams in the double bonus. William Jewell, 34 points. Northwest, 31. Northwest being led in scoring by Justin Pitts and Connor Crooker, both with 10 points in the ballgame. Schneider will inbound to Pitts. Pitts brings up the left side. Going against Cook, drives middle of the lane. And a foul's going to be called against Cook. This is going to be his first personal foul. And now we reach the final media timeout of the first half. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. William Jill in front, 34-31. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and 9-hole junior course coming in the spring of 2015. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides outdoor power equipment from steel, including chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and shredders. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Coming out of the final media timeout of the first half, Northwest trails William Jewell 34-31 here in this first game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Classic here in St. Joseph. Another game tonight will be Missouri Western taking on Rutgers University. And tomorrow, Northwest will take on Rutgers and Missouri Western will take on William Jewell. Justin Pitts at the line to shoot two. First free throw up and good. Two-point ball game, 34-32 with 3:06 to play here in the first half. Pitts so far, 11 points in the first half. Second free throw up. Make it 12 points and make it a one-point ball game. 34-33 now. Cook brings it across the timeline into McCullough. McCullough's pass is tipped back into Cook's hands. Now on the left side with it is Belong. Belong will hand it off to Cook, top of the key. He'll be going against Woods. Left side now is Lewis. Lewis going against Pitts. Kurth tips the pass and trying to come up with it is Doherty. Doherty comes away with the steal after Pitts tipped it. Now Northwest will go the other way with it. 2:30 to play here in the first half. 34-33 is the score. It's one-on-one with Cook. Left side over to Woods. Woods drives middle of the lane. His pass is tipped. It goes out of bounds. And it will remain Northwest basketball with 2:13 to play here in the first half. Pitch will inbound left baseline. He'll throw it up to Kurth, top of the key. Gives out to Woods on the right side. Sophomore from Kansas City has the ball between the circles. Drives right side of the lane, off the glass, no good. Five for loose ball, Kurth comes up with it for Northwest. And now a jump ball is going to be called. And it will stay Northwest basketball as Grant Kozak will check into the game. And he'll take the place of Brett Doherty. Doherty will go to the bench. For Northwest, he has 3 points in the ball game, and Kozak with 8 checks back in. Pitch will inbound right side, right baseline. Gets into Woods. Woods makes a move off the glass. No good. Coves that offensive board. Tries to put it back up. Pump fakes and gets it in. 35-34 now the score as Kozak goes off the glass to give Northwest the lead with 1:45 remaining. Cook right side. Now Lewis for three. That one good. 37-35 now. William Jewell in front. Pitts brings it across the timeline. Going against Cook. Gets a screen from Kozad. Now feeds Kozad left low block. Kicks it back out to the right side to Crooker. Crooker drives right side. Tries to go off the glass. That pass is, that shot is tipped away and goes off the hand of Cook and out of bounds. Pitts will inbound on the left baseline. It's the official check on Grant Kozad. Kozak may have got poked in the eye. Now Pitts will inbound on the left baseline. Trying to get it into Kozak as Pitts, and he'll chuck it back up to Woods. Woods will go backcourt and get it. And they'll reset. 1:10 remaining here in the first half. 37-35. William Jewell in front. Will you get this? Gets a screen from Kozad. 4 seconds to go on the shot clock. Kozad tries to go up, but then he'll be called for a travel. It'll be William Jewell basketball, and Matt Wallace will come into the game. He'll take the place of Anthony Woods. So Wallace checks back in for Northwest. With 1:03 remaining here in the first half, William Jewell in front, 37-35. Coco bringing it up the left side. Crosses the timeline, going against Pitts. Gets a screen from Mosby. Comes over to the left side. Get up to Boulon. Boulon top of the key now. Picked up his dribble. Gives over to Mosby. Left wing going against Kurth. Now left baseline to Cook. Double team by Pitts and Kurth. Now drive middle of the lane. Loses the handle on the basketball. And it's going to be called off Northwest. And now the officials will discuss it. And it will be Northwest basketball. Coming into the game for Northwest, it'll be Schneider. Schneider will take the place of Xavier Kurth. Kurth, the freshman from St. Joseph. He'll go to the bench with 38 seconds to go. 3 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Pitts top of the key. Dribbles over to the left wing. The screen from Kozad. Pitts pick up his dribble. Gets over to Wallace on the right wing. 14 seconds to go on the shot clock. Wallace pull-up jumper off the mark. No good. Fire for the loose ball. And Whelan saves it from going out of bounds. And now a foul is going to be called. And this one's going to go against Pitts. This will be his second personal foul. And going to the line to shoot two for William Jewell will be Jordan Lewis, the senior from Liberty, Missouri. 10.4 seconds to go here in the first half. William Jewell in front, 37-35. Free throw up and good. Make it 38-35. Regeer comes back into the game for William Jewell. He'll take the place of Mosby. 38-35, 10.4 seconds to go in the first half. Second free throw up and good. 4-point ball game. Schneider inbounds to Pitts. 9 seconds to go now. Pitts bringing up the left side. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Pitts going against Cook. Drives through, loses the handle on it. Cook comes up with it. 2 seconds, 1 second. Lewis checks up for three. That one good. And William Jewell gets the buzzer beater. 42-35. We go to the half. William Jewell in front by 7. 42-35. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Marymount Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, King, and Doc Marten, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville,
providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back out of Missouri Western Fieldhouse, Northwest trails William Jewell 42-35 at the half in this first game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here in St. Joseph. I'm Chris Roush, and we're in our first game of the evening. First and only game for Northwest tonight. They'll play one more tomorrow, and they'll take on Rutgers University. The other game tonight on the schedule for this Hilliard Tip-Off Classic, Missouri Western will take on Rutgers University. Tomorrow they'll take on William Jewell in their second game of the tournament. But at the half, Northwest trails William Jewell 42-35. And so far in the first half, we've seen foul trouble for both teams. Both teams had had 11 fouls in the first half. And some turnovers hurt Northwest as well. But really, the turnover battle has been fairly even, as Northwest with 3 turnovers, William Jewell with 9 turnovers. So William Jewell with more turnovers than Northwest. Just that William Jewell's shots have went down better than Northwest has. Northwest taking 33 shots compared to William Jewell's 25 shots. William Jewell shooting 60% from the floor and Northwest shooting 39%. William Jewell's also had 5 offensive rebounds. Northwest with 7 offensive rebounds, but it comes back to the field goal percentage from the first half. Only 40% for Northwest and 60% for William Jewell so far in this ball game. At the half, William Jewell is in front of Northwest 42-35. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. And from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis's services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
The Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Northwest trails at the half 42-35 to William Jewell here in this first game of the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here in St. Joseph. Going through the first half numbers. First for William Jewell, like I said earlier, they're shooting 60% from the field, 15-25 from the field. 3 of 6 from long range for 50%, and from the free throw line, they're 9 of 14 for 64%. Leading the way in scoring for William Jewell with 16 points is Jordan Lewis, 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from long range, and 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. With 11 points is Clint McCullough coming off the bench. He is 3 for 4 from the field, 1 for 1 from long range, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line. With 6 points for William Jewell, Devontae Mosby. He's 3 of 5 from the field, 0 for 1 from long range, and 0 for 1 from the free throw line. He also has 3 rebounds. McCullough had his 11 points and 3 rebounds. Lewis had 16 points and 1 rebound. With 5 points is Darius Tomlin. He is 2 for 2 from the field and 1 for 1 from the free throw line and has 1 rebound. Christian Hildebrand has 2 points so far and 3 rebounds. He's 1 of 2 shooting. Also has 1 turnover for William Jewell. And Patrick Whelan is 1 for 1 from the field. He has 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 7 minutes of action. For Northwest so far in this first half, they are 13-33 from the field, 39%. 1 of 7 from long range for 14%. Free throws, 8 of 11 for 72%. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest so far in this ballgame at the half in 18 minutes of action is Justin Pitts with 12 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 0 for 1 from long range, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, and 0 rebounds, and has 2 personal fouls. In 19 minutes of action, Connor Crooker has 10 points, 4 rebounds. He's 4 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from long range, and 1 for 1 from the free throw line. In 15 minutes of action, Grant Kozad has 10 points, 7 rebounds. He's 3 of 7 from the field, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line.
One other person has scored for Northwest so far in this ball game. It's Brett Doherty. Doherty, in 8 minutes of action, has 3 points, 1 of 2 from the field, and 1 of 4 from the free throw line. He also has 2 rebounds. Zach Schneider's played 10 minutes for Northwest. He's 0 for 2 from the field, but has a rebound for Northwest, but he has 2 personal fouls. Matt Wallace, he's played 11 minutes for Northwest. He's 0 for 2 from the field. He also has 1 personal foul. Running through the foul totals for both teams now, Christian Hildebrand has 1 foul. Darius Tomlin has 2 fouls. Emil Asavulicic has 2 fouls. Devontae Mosby, 1 foul. Musa Dama with 1 foul. Keaston Cook with 1 foul. Patrick Whelan with 2 fouls. And Clint McCullough with 1 foul for William Jewell, excuse me. For Northwest, the foul total, Justin Pitts with 2 fouls. Connor Crooker, 1 foul. Matt Wallace has a foul. Zach Schneider, he has 2 personal fouls so far. Grant Kozak picked up a personal foul in the first half. Lyle Harris has a foul. Xavier Kurth has a foul. And Brett Doherty has 2 personal fouls so far in the first half. And before the game, Coach McCollum talked about the importance of getting an offensive rhythm going. And really, you've seen that at times in the first half. They've been able to get something going, but they just haven't yet been able to get the shots to go down, as they're shooting 13 to 33 from the field for 39% in the first half. And you know, at the halftime, Coach McCollum's going to be talking to the guys about getting that rhythm down, because they've had opportunities, and they just had them go off the front of the rim or off this fall out of the rim. So, you know, Northwest, they've had their opportunities. They've taken 33 shots. They've taken 8 more than William Jewell has. And William Jewell, they turned the ball over more than Northwest has. 9 turnovers for William Jewell, 3 for Northwest. Only 1 turnover for Justin Pitts, the new main point guard for Northwest, replacing Deshaun Cooper. He has 12 points and only 1 turnover so far. So that's what you kind of want to see from a point guard with only 1 turnover so far in the first half. Connor Crooker also has 1 turnover, and Grant Kozak with the other turnover for Northwest. Outside of that, it's been relatively clean for Northwest. They've only had 3 turnovers compared to William Jewell's 9. So at the half, Northwest trails William Jewell 42-35. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This is Bearcat Football.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville's Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee is open 24 hours and offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel, Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Support also comes from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Chad, Jesse, and Johnny offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is also provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak, Watkins True Value provides hardware, tool rental, paint, electrical, and plumbing supplies. Behind every project is a True Value. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
At the half, William Jewell in front of Northwest 42-35, just about 5 minutes away from second half action here at Missouri Western Fieldhouse in the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here in St. Joseph. As Northwest, as William Jewell comes back onto the court, they have the 7-point lead. Before we get back into this game, we're going to look at other games for Northwest sports going on tonight and also tomorrow. But tonight, immediately following this game, Northwest women, they're up in Maryville. They're going to take on William Jewell. So the Northwest women taking on the William Jewell women up in Maryville at 7 o'clock tonight in the Winstead Reefs Classic. That's their only game tonight, and they'll play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock against University of Minnesota Duluth in their second and final game of the Winstead Reefs Classic. And speaking of University of Minnesota Duluth, Northwest football team's up there this weekend as they'll take on Minnesota Duluth in the first round of the playoffs in Super Region 3. Minnesota Duluth comes into the ballgame, but number 4 seed, Northwest, number 5 seed, and Northwest football team, they're up there in Minnesota Duluth for tomorrow's game. Kickoff set for 1:05, and pregame on the Bearcat Radio Network will begin at 12 noon on Bearcat Game Day for tomorrow's Northwest football game, taking on Minnesota Duluth in the first round of the playoffs. It's about 3.5 minutes to go here at halftime before Northwest resumes action against William Jewell. And just a reminder, immediately following this game, Northwest women up in Maryville in the Winstead Reese Classic will take on the William Jewell women. And that game will be immediately following this game. As soon as this game is completed, we'll go to that game up there in Maryville. So the women will take on William Jewell tonight, University of Minnesota Duluth tomorrow. Northwest men's basketball team will take on Rockhurst tomorrow afternoon, as that game is set for a 5 o'clock tip-off as well, just like today's game against William Jewell. After this, Northwest men's basketball team, they'll return home for a Tuesday game against Drury University. So Northwest men will take on Drury University at a 7:30 tip-off this coming Tuesday before the Thanksgiving break. And then on Saturday, next Saturday, they'll take on Graceland University out of Iowa with a 1:30 tip-off at Bearcat Arena this coming Saturday. So Northwest men have a couple more games before the conference schedule begins December 3rd, Wednesday, December 3rd. They'll take on Emporia State at a 7:30 tip-off. Well, real quick, we'll go through the first half numbers one more time as Northwest comes back out onto the court. For William Jewell, leading the way in scoring is Jordan Lewis with 16 points, 1 rebound, and 2 turnovers in 16 minutes of play. With 11 points, Clint McCullough, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 14 minutes. He has 1 assist, 1 turnover, and 1 block. With 6 points and 16 minutes to play, Devontae Mosby. He has 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 personal foul for William Jewell. Darius Tomlin has 5 points and 6 minutes to play. He also has a 1 rebound and 2 personal fouls. Patrick Whelan has 2 points, 2 fouls, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists in 7 minutes to play. And Christian Hildebrand has 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 15 minutes of play. And for Northwest, they had 35 points in the first half. Leading the way in scoring was Justin Pitts. He had 12 points, 2 fouls, 1 assist, and 1 turnover in 18 minutes of play. Connor Kirker with 10 points. He had 4 rebounds, 1 foul, 1 turnover, 1 block in 19 minutes of play. Grant Cozad, he had 10 points, 7 rebounds, 1 turnover in 15 minutes of play. The only other individual to score for Northwest in the first half, Brett Doherty. He has 3 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 personal fouls in 8 minutes of play. For the rest of the team, Matt Wallace, he has 0 points, but he has 1 foul and 1 assist in 11 minutes of play. Zach Schneider has 1 rebound, 2 personal fouls in 10 minutes of play. Lyle Harris has a personal foul in 2 minutes of play. Anthony Woods has missed, he's 0 for 3 from the field. And Xavier Kurth has 1 personal foul and 1 rebound in 7 minutes of play. As both teams are back out on the court for second half action, Northwest trails William Jewell 42-35. In the first half, Northwest shot 13 of 33 from the field for 39%. From 3-point range, they were 1 of 7 for 14%. From the free throw line, they were 8 for 11 for 72%. For William Jewell, in the first half, they were 15 of 25 for 60%. 3-point range, they were 50%, 3 of 6. And from the free throw line, they were 9 of 14 for 64%. To begin the half, William Jewell will get the ball first. They will go left to right on your radio dial. Northwest, they'll go right to left on your radio dial. So it'll be William Jewell basketball. On the court for Northwest will be Wallace, Pitch, Schneider, Cozad, and Crooker. For William Jewell, it will be Tomlin, Lewis, Mosby, Hildebrand, and Ostulovic. Ostulovic, top of the key, over the left side. He'll give it to Tomlin. Now a foul is going to be called. I believe this one's going to go against Schneider, and it will be against Schneider. His third personal foul, first team foul here in the second half. Taking it out on the left baseline will be Lewis. Lewis leading the way in scoring with 16 points, and the foul is going to be called. This one's going against Crooker.
This will be Crooker's second personal foul, second team foul, and they're really going here in the second half. Lewis will inbound left baseline. He'll get into Hildebrand. Hildebrand long-range jumper on baseline. No good. Wallace with the defensive board for Northwest. Pitts will walk it up the court, crosses the timeline. Dribbles over to the right wing. Top of the key to Matt Wallace. Into Kozak. Kozak off the glass, but he is fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two, as this foul is going to go against Emil Ostafuicic. His third personal foul, first team foul, here in the second half. 42-35 is the score, just underway in the second half. 19-27 to go here in the second half. Kozad at the line to shoot two. First free throw up and good. .42-36 is the score. Second free throw up. And rims in good. .42-37. Kozad now with 12 points in the ball game. Tomlin brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Pitts on the right side. Into Hildebrand. Hildebrand drives middle lane. That one off the glass. No good. Fire for the loose ball. Coming up with this Mosby. Mosby turned around. He loses the handle on it. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Northwest basketball. And while we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest trailing William Jewell 42-37, 18:55 to go here in the second half. Kozad with a move underneath, good. Grant Kozad makes it a three-point ball game, 42-39. Kozad now with 14 points in the ball game. Top of the key with it is Tomlin. Tomlin going against Pitts. Top of the key, Hildebrand. Right wing is Tomlin. Top of the key now, Mosby. Now left side, Hildebrand going against Connor Crooker. Top of the key with it, Tomlin. Tomlin one-on-one with Pitts. Screen. Seems like it's on the shot clock. Tomlin drives, misses the layup. No good. Wallace with the defensive board. Wallace brings up the right side. Top of the key. He'll go against Lewis. Kozad, right low block, going against Ostafuicic. Tries to pass into Wallace. Wallace cuts middle of the lane. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Gets the friendly roll. And it's a one-point ball game. 42-41. 17:57 to go here in the second half. William Jewell will call a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with them. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online. Live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
17:57 to go here in the second half. Northwest trailing by one, 42-41 against William Jewell. As William Jewell had a 7-point lead heading out of halftime here to begin the second half. Northwest on a 6-0 run so far. Grant Kozad now has 14 points in this ball game. Justin Pitts has 12. Connor Crooker has 10. Coming out of the timeout called by William Jewell will be Mosby, Lewis, Tomlin, Hildebrand, and McCullough on the court for William Jewell. And it'll be William Jewell's basketball coming out of the timeout. On the court for Northwest will be Kurth, Crooker, Pitts, Wallace, and Kozad. Tomlin will look at the ball. Top of the key. Over to the left side. Top of the key to Mosby. Mosby drives left side off the glass. Good. 44-41 now. .44-41 is the score. Top of the key with it is Pitts. He'll get into Kozad. Kozad will be called for a travel. And it will be a turnover against Northwest. It will be a turnover for Grant Cozad. Top of the key with it is Tomlin. Go to the right side. And it will be tipped out of bounds by Wallace. And it will be William Jewell basketball. 17-17 to go, second half. Three-point ball game. William Jewell in front. Inbound. Lewis goes to Tomlin. Left side with it is Hildebrand. Top to Key McCullough. McCullough feeds it down into Mosby. Mosby with the basket. Good. And it's 46-41. Wallace will bring up the court for Northwest. They'll bring top of the key. Our left side to Pitts.
Keep moving, guys. Keep moving.
Right side to Wallace. Wallace drives the middle, kicks it down left low block to Cozad. Cozad up underneath. Good. And he will go to the line for one more. 46-43. Now the score. Grant Cozad with 16 points so far in the ball game. Goes at the line for one more. Zach Schneider getting ready to check in for Northwest. Free throw up and good. Make it a two-point ball game. Grant Cozad now with 17 points. As Schneider will check in for Northwest. He'll take the place of Xavier Kurth. Tom will bring up the court for William Jewell. Going against Pitts. Over to the right side to Hildebrand. Top to Key McCullough. Now a five for the ball, and Cozad is going to be called for the foul. It's going to be a second personal foul. It's going to be the third team foul for Northwest. William Jewell has two so far in the second half. 16-29 to play. Lewis will just hit it off Schneider, and it'll still be William Jewell basketball. Right baseline inbound for Lewis. He'll get it into Mosby right wing. Right low box to Hildebrand. Hildebrand off the glass. No good. Crooker with the defensive board. May have got a hand on the basketball as Mosby tried to go up with it. Top of the key with it is Cozad. Cozad passes right side to Matt Wallace. Wallace drives through. Pull up. Left elbow. Kicks it down. Left low block to Cozad. Cozad fire for the loose ball. And coming up with it will be Mosby. Mosby will give up the Tomlin, and now foul's going to be called. This foul's going to go against Justin Pitts. His third personal foul, fourth team foul. It'll be Lewis taking it out on the right baseline for William Jewell. An official timeout, a little reset. It will be an out-of-bounds play for William Jewell. Lewis will take it out of bounds on the right baseline. Into Mosby. Mosby for three. That one rims out. No good. Pitts with the defensive board. Pitts pushing up the right side for Northwest. Crosses the timeline. 15:51 to play here in the second half. Northwest trails by two. Pitts drives. The floater rims out. No good. And it's finally corralled by Hildebrand for William Jewell. Top of the key, Mosby. Mosby for three. Lefty off the mark. No good. Schneider with the defensive rebound for the Bearcats. Pitts will walk up the court for Northwest. Gets a screen from Schneider. He'll cross over. That one good. Pitts off the glass. Make it 14 points for him in the ball game. And it's a tie ball game at 46. Northwest on an 11-4 run here in the beginning of the second half. 15:05 to go. Pull-up jumper for Tomlin. Now no good. Schneider with the defensive board. Schneider will give it to Pitts. Pitts going to be guarded by Tomlin one-on-one. Under 15 to play now, second half. Pitts crosses over, drives right side lane, pull-up. This one's tipped away by Hildebrand. Going the other way with it. Two-on-one. Tomlin will go left side of the layup. Good. 48-46 now is the score. Wallace will walk up the left side. Gets it across the timeline.
Wallace drives middle of the lane, kicks down to Kozak, left field block, and a charge is going to be called against Grant Kozak, his third personal foul. We've reached the first media timeout of the second half. Northwest trails William Jewell, 48-46. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertuller, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies Bearcat tailgaters with their line of Hickory House smoked meats, choice preserved beef, spices, rubs, and sauces. More in store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Coming out of the first media timeout of the second half, Northwest trailing William Jewell 48-46 with 14:31 to play here in the second half. Coming up after this game, Northwest women, they'll take on William Jewell up in Maryville, though, in the Winstead Reeves Classic. That game set for a 7 o'clock tip-off, pending the finish of the first game of the Winstead Reeves Classic there earlier this afternoon. Right now, Northwest trails William Jewell men down here in St. Joseph in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Last court is Tomlin. Left side over to Mosby. Mosby has a left baseline, drives against Doherty. Doherty gets beat, and Mosby with the up and under. Good, 50-46 now. Pitch brings it across the timeline. Right side with it is Matt Wallace. Top of the key with it is Pitts. Wallace drives right baseline against Whelan, and he'll be fouled. And he will go to the line for one more. And it's now a two-point ball game. Whelan would pick up his third personal foul, third team foul. And Wallace goes to the line for one more. Wallace 4 points now in the ball game. Free throw up and good. Now coming into the game for Northwest will be Anthony Woods. He'll take the place of Matt Wallace, who just completed the and one to give it, make it a one-point ball game. William Jewell in front, 50-49. Tom on top of the key. Pullback jumper by Tomlin. Good. Gets the floater. Tomlin with the step back against Pitts and gets it to go down from the right elbow. So it's 52-49 now. Three-point ball game. Crooker drives right side. Mid-range jumper floater. Good. 52-51. Connor Crooker now with 12 points in the ball game. Now Tomlin pull up three. That one good. 5 points now on the last two possessions for Tomlin. 55-51 now the score. Woods top of the key. He drives through, dishes down to Doherty. Doherty shot is blocked and out of bounds. It was blocked away by McCullough and it'll remain Northwest basketball. Pitch will inbound on the right baseline. They'll throw it backcourt to Crooker. Crooker will go get it. He'll be guarded by Belong. Long going against Crooker. Crooker kicks it out to Woods' right wing. Now he'll be fouled. McCullough will draw the foul. Should he be called for the foul? Woods draws the foul. That's going to be McCullough's third personal foul. He's 11 points in the ball game so far for William Jewell. Now Lewis comes back into the ball game. He'll replace Whelan.
Lewis, he doesn't have any personal fouls yet. He doesn't have any fouls, but he has 16 points in this ball game so far. Schneider inbounds to Pitts. Pitts will be guarded by Tomlin. Dribbles over to the left side, going against Tomlin. Gets a screen from Doherty. Over left wing, Schneider for three. That one good. The assist by Pitts. And it's a one-point ball game, 55-54, with 12 and a half to play here in the second half. Top of the key, Tomlin gets a screen by McCullough. Just back to the left elbow. Gives it to McCullough on the right elbow. That one no good. Pitts with the defensive board. Pitts pushes up the court. Gets over to the right side to Crooker. Crooker jumps down. Kicks out to Wallace. Coach McCollum tells him to slow it down. Wallace will reset the offense. Wallace is a screen by Doherty. Comes out, gives it to the left elbow. That's a little block now to Doherty. Doherty finishes it, and Northwest takes the lead, 56-55, with under 12 minutes to play in the second half. Top of the key with it is Tomlin. They'll give it off to Lewis. Lewis right wing. Drives to the middle lane. Pull up jumper at the free throw line. Good. And William Jewell regains the lead. 57-56. Pitts brings it across the timeline. Left side being guarded by Tomlin. Shot clock getting reset. Officials will go to the scores table. 11:19 to play here in the second half. William Jewell in front, 57-56. Grant Kozak had the check in for Northwest. The check in for William Jewell will be Austin Rager. Rager will come into the ball game. He'll take the place of McCullough. Kozak will take the place of Matt Wallace. It's going to be Brett Doherty. Doherty will check out. On the court right now for Northwest will be Pitch Schneider, Wallace, Crooker, and Kozat. For William G. Obi, Rager, Tomlin, Mosby, Lewis, and Ballon. So now they're going to reset the shot clock to 25 seconds. Now 11:19 to play, second half. Northwest trailing by one, 57-56. Pitts has the ball left wing, gets a screen from Kozat, tries to pick and roll, kicks out to Schneider. Schneider for three, that one off back iron, no good. Tomlin with the rebound, he'll push up the court for William Jewell. Brings up the left side, he'll go one-on-one with Pitts, up off the glass, good. 59-56 is Tomlin now with 14 points in the ball game. Lewis with 18 and Tomlin with 14 for William Jewell. And Mosby has 12. Wallace jumps off at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Connor Crooker right side. Crooker drives right baseline, gives him to Kozak. Kozak loses the handle on it, and coming away with it again is Rager. Up the court to Tomlin. Tomlin two on one, and he gets off the glass, splits the defenders of Schneider and Pitts. And Tomlin now with 16 points and a 5-point lead now for William Jewell, 61-56. Pitts drives middle of the lane. Going against Lewis. He gets contact in the bucket. He will go to the line for one more. As Pitts will try to complete the three-point play. 61-58 now is the score. 10:22 remaining. Pitts now with 16 points in the ball game. Crooker has 12. Kozat has 17. He leads Northwest in scoring. Lewis leads all scores with 18. Pitts, three-point play, you betcha. 61-59 now. 17 points for Justin Pitts. Top of the key with Tomlin. Kicks it back out to Rager. Kicks it back out to Lewis. Lewis going against Pitts on the left wing. Gets a screen from Rager. Kicks it back out to Rager. Rager drives left baseline, loses the handle on it. Pitts comes up with it. Pitts will be fouled by Lewis. This will be his second personal foul. Sixth team foul now for William Jewell with 9:59 to go here in the second half. And now we'll reach the second media timeout of the second half. Northwest trails William Jewell 61-59. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, overhead doors, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Watkins True Value, located in Maryville, Nebraska City, and Red Oak. Watkins True Value provides grass seed, fertilizer, winterizer, and equipment including steel, chainsaws, trimmers, and leaf blowers. More at truevalue.com/Watkins True Value.
9:59 to go here in the second half. Northwest trailing William Jewell 61-59 here in this first game, the 23rd annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic here in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Coming back to this game, Missouri Western men's basketball team will take on Rockhurst University in the second game of the evening. Tomorrow, Northwest will be back in action down here at 5 o'clock tip-off against Rockhurst University. And that will be the completion for Northwest of the Hilliard Classic for 2014. Shiner inbounds to Pitts coming out of the timeout. Kozak has the ball right low block. Pump fakes, goes off the glass. Good, and the foul. This foul's going to go against Musadama. That's going to be his second personal foul, 17 foul. So now 17 fouls against William Jewell. And it's a tie ball game at 61. Kozak now with 19 points. Free throw up and good. They get 20 points for Grant Kozak. 62-61. Northwest now in front. Now Rager for three. That one back iron. No good. Rebound is controlled by Bulo. And Bulo puts it back in for two. William Jewell regains the lead. 63-62. 9.5 to play here in the second half. Pitts brings it over to the left side. Going against Tomlin. Drives left side of the lane off the glass. Good. Pitts with 19 points. Northwest takes the lead 64-63 now. It's back and forth. Top of the key is Rager. Gives it Tomlin against Wallace. Tomlin dribbles back out. Gives it to Lewis left side. With the screen from Rager. Lewis kicks it back out to Rager. Now down to Dama. Dama misses a shot. No good. Rebound for the loose ball. And Tom, and still Lewis, as Tom almost had it, but Pitts hits it away. And Lewis goes backcourt to get it. So William Jewell will keep the basketball. Top of the key with it is Tomlin. Now dribbles right side. Gets the screen from Dama. Over to Lewis. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Lewis going against Pitts. Now Rager. Cross-court pass is tipped, and this will go out of bounds. Last touch by Connor Crooker, and it'll be William Jewell basketball. 8:20 to play, second half, 64-63. William Jewell has 17 fouls, Northwest with 5 team fouls. Inbound from Lewis goes to Bola. Top of the key now, Tomlin. 4 seconds to go on the shot clock. Tomlin under pressure. Who's the hand of Lewis? Turnaround jumper. That one off the mark, no good. And it'll be a shot clock violation against William Jewell, and Northwest will get the ball back with a one-point lead with 8:09 to go here in the second half. Pitts will bring up the court for Northwest. Across the timeline. Goes left side to Tomlin. Pitts goes off the glass good. Beats Tomlin once again. 66-63. 21 points now for Justin Pitts. Tomlin crosses the timeline, gets a screen from Rager. Dribbles over to the right side, right baseline, kicks it back out top of the key to Rager. Over to Bola. Bola gets a screen. Pull up 3-point shot. No good. Mount Wallace with the defensive board. Wallace brings down another rebound. It's his third rebound of the ball game. Pitts walks it up. Seven and a half to go. Second half. 3-point ball game in favor of Northwest. Pitts' pass is tipped. Oh, going to bounce off of Dalmo and Maine Northwest basketball. Coming in for William Joel B. Moses be McCullough, Hildebrand, as well as Whelan. Only one staying on the court for William Jewell will be Tomlin. And now Northwest will call a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them. Northwest in front, 66-63. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and veterans affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game is from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
With 7:22 to go here in the second half, Northwest in front of William Jewell, 66-33. In this first game of the Hilliard tip-off classic down here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Northwest taking on William Jewell. And immediately following this game up in Maryville, Northwest women in the Winstead Reeves Classic will take on the William Jewell women. That tip-off is currently set for 7 o'clock. Coming out of the timeout, but called by Northwest, Pitts will take over the left side. Top of Keith Schneider, right side Connor Crooker. Crooker gets a screen from Schneider, dribbles over to the left side, back out to Pitts. Now left wing, out to Matt Wallace, gets a screen from Grant Kozak. Wallace drives right side, pull up, jumper, right elbow, good! 68-63 with seven to go here in the second half. Matt Wallace has 7 points in the ball game. Tomlin passes over to Hildebrand. Now to McCullough, right baseline, going against Schneider. Tries the up and under off the glass, good! 68-65 now. Pitts will walk it up. 6:40 to go here in the second half. Pitts left wing. Going against Tomlin. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it back out to Koza. Top of the key. Connor Crooker. Over to Matt Wallace. Right wing. Wallace drives right baseline. Kicks it out. Cross court pass to Pitts. Pitts going against Tomlin. Left low block to Kozak. Kozak one-on-one with McCullough. Backs him down. Spin move. Hook shot. Good. Gets it to go down off the rim. Grant Kozak, 22 points in the ball game. 70-65 now. 6 minutes to play. Hildebrand left side. Passes across court over to Whelan. Now back out to McCullough. Left low block Mosby. Mosby's pass. Shot, excuse me, off the mark. No, gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and he is fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. Kozad's fourth personal foul, and that's huge. It's 5:51 to go here in this ball game. He has 22 points in this ball game as well, but now he has four personal fouls. Free throw attempt up and good. Makes it a 4-point ball game. Red Doherty comes into the game for Grant Kozad, who has four personal fouls, but 22 points in the ball game. Second free throw up and good. 67-70 now. Northwest in front, 70-67. Pitts brings it up against Tomlin, gets it across the timeline. 5:45 to go in the second half. It's a screen from Schneider. Pitts pull-up floater. Good. 72-67. 23 points now for Justin Pitts. So far in this ballgame, the freshman from Blue Springs, Missouri. Left side is Hildebrand. Left low block to Mosby. Now a foul is going to be called. This one's going to go, I believe, against Schneider. And it will be against Schneider. It's going to be his fourth personal foul. So now Coach McCollum is going to go back to his bench. He's going to bring in Xavier Kurth, a freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri, Lafayette High School. William Jewell now in the bonus, as well as Northwest. Both teams have 7 fouls. Mosby at the line to shoot 1-1. Free throw up and good. 4-point ball game, 72-68. Grant Kozad and Zach Schneider both with 4 personal fouls for Northwest. Second free throw up. Off back iron, no good. Wallace with the defensive board for the Bearcats. Pitts will bring it up. Brings up the right side. Tomlin's trying to make him go right. Pitts brings it between the circles. Now cuts back, gives the Wallace right side. Top of the key, 5 minutes to go now in the ball game, second half. Right side, Wallace. Wallace is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. He is fouling the shot. Whelan picks up his fourth personal foul for William Jewell. And with 4:56 to go, we reach the final media timeout of the second half. Northwestern front 72-68. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for more than 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, a 7,000-gallon aquarium, the outdoor river walk, and their newest display, Water's Journey. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
4:56 to go here in the second half. Northwest hangs on to a 72-68 lead over William Jewell. And at the half, Northwest trailed 42-35. The Northwest has come out shooting here in the second half. They're now 53% from the field. They were 39% at the half. William Jewell was 60% at halftime. They're now at 54% from the field. Now Wallace at the line, shooting two, free throw up and good. 5-point ball game, 73-68. Matt Wallace has one more free throw coming. Wallace with 8 points so far in the ball game. Second free throw up and good, 74-68 now. Tomlin gets it across half court. Right side to Hildebrand. Top of the key to Mosby. Or to Tomlin. Floater in from McCullough to Mosby. Kicks it back out to Tomlin for three. That one off the mark, no good. And a 5-foot loose ball. And this is going to go against Brett Doherty. It's going to be a push against Doherty. So going to the line to shoot 1-1 will be Mosby. Mosby so far in the game is 3 of 5 from the free throw line. 4:32 to go here in the ball game. As Mosby hits the first free throw, makes it a 5-point ball game. Second free throw up and good. Now a timeout's going to be called by William Jewell. We're going to take a quick timeout with him. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
4:32 to go here in the second half. Northwest leading William Jewell 74-70. And coming up, and just after this game is over, the Northwest women's team, they'll be in action up in Maryville as they'll take on William Jewell women in the Winstead Reeves Classic. That game tentatively set to tip off at 7 o'clock. Now Wallace will bring the ball up the court for Northwest, 4:25 to play. 4-point ball game, Northwest in front. Wallace, top of the key, kicks it out to Crooker. Crooker for three, that one good. Now Wallace with the assist. Connor Crooker now with 15 points. Tomlin resets the offense for William Jewell. Left side with it is Lewis. Top of the key, McCullough. McCullough drives left side, going against Snyder. That one off the glass. No good. Kruger, defensive board. Now Coach Ben McCullough is putting the stop sign up. Telling Pitts to slow down. The screen from Snyder. Over to Wallace. Back over to Pitts. The screen from Doherty. Left side, Connor Kruger. Kruger drives left baseline. Kicks it back out to Snyder. Top of the key, Pitts. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. 3:30 to play. Sitting out of the corner. Wallace for three. That one rims out. No good. Now fight for the loose ball, and Mosby comes up with it. 7-point ball game. 3:20 to play. Tomlin drives left side. Floater. No good, but the putback's good by Hildebrandt. Makes it a 5-point ball game. 77-72. Wallace walks across the timeline. Dribbles over to the left side. Kicks left face onto Doherty. Back out to Wallace. Now timeout's going to be called by Coach Ben McCollum for Northwest. With 3:01 to play here in the second half. Northwest in front, 77-72. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from Nike, Brooks, Asics, and New Balance, as well as fashion boots for women and work boots. More at 660-582-4641.
3:01 to go here in the second half. Northwest in front, 77-72 over William Jewell. As Northwest has come on strong here in the second half. They're shooting 53% now for the game. They're shooting 39% at the half. They're 29-54 from the field. And they're 13-33 going into the half. Zach Snyder will inbound to Matt Wallace. Wallace goes back court to get it. Bring it up across the timeline, left side. Top of the key to Snyder. Now right side, Connor Kruger. Kruger dribbles up top of the key. Over to Wallace, left wing. Gives it off to Pitts. 4 seconds to go on the shot clock. Wallace, jumper, good. 79-72, the senior from Bellevue, Nebraska. Now has 11 points in the ball game. Now left side, Mosby. Top of the key, Tomlin. 2.5 to play. Pull-up jumper by Tomlin. That one good. 79-74 now. Snyder inbounds to Wallace. Back to Snyder. Now full court pressure being applied by William Jewell. Man-to-man defense. Wallace brings it left side. He'll get off the Pitts, top of the key. Pitts goes left side, and he's stolen away by Tomlin. Now one-on-one against Snyder. Tomlin loses the handle, and he's going to be called for a charge. As Tomlin threw his elbow. And it'll be Northwest basketball on the turnover and foul by Tomlin. His third personal foul, ninth team foul, with 2 minutes to go here in the second half. 5-point ball game, 79-74. Wallace looking to inbound. He gets into Snyder. Snyder will give it back to Wallace. Wallace will walk it up. 1:55 to go. 5-point ball game, Northwest in front. He brings over left side. Hit the screen from Kozad. Kozad has 4 fouls. Gets into Kozad. Kozad gets in with the hook shot. Good. 24 points now for Grant Kozad. And it's a 7-point ball game with 1.5 minutes to go. Now Mosby drives left side. Tries to dish it off. And it's going to go out of bounds off Matt Wallace. And it'll be William Jewell basketball. 1:31 to go. William Jewell trailing Northwest 81-74. Inbound on the left baseline to Hildebrandt. Now pull-up jumper by Lewis. It rims out. No good. Snyder with the defensive board. Snyder gets it out to Kruger. Kruger will walk it up. 1:20 to go. 7-point ball game. Kruger gets a screen from Snyder. Now with the left-handed floater. That one off the mark. No good. 5 for the loose ball. And it's going to go off of Kruger. And it'll be William Jewell basketball. 1:09 to play. Mosby to inbound. To Tomlin. Tomlin's going to roll past half court. Picks it up. Clock runs 1:05. Tomlin Pull-up jumper, that one, good. And a timeout's going to be called by William Jewell. 81-76, 101 to play. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville, offering MyChart, an online resource for patients to access personal health information. More about St. Francis Hospital and Health Services online at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
101 to go here in the ball game. Northwest in front, 81-76 over William Jewell. And immediately following this game, up in Maryville, Northwest women, they'll take on William Jewell's women in the Winstead-Reeves Classic. That game tentatively set to tip off, in about 10 to 15 minutes. Wallace went down for Northwest, looking to get it in, gets into Connor Crooker. And now a foul is going to be called against Lewis. His third personal foul, and going to the line to shoot two will be Connor Crooker. Northwest has a 5-point lead. Crooker at the line to shoot two. He has 15 points in the ballgame. Kozad leads all scores with 24. Pitts with 23 for Northwest. Leading scorer for William Jewell is Tomlin with 20 points. Lewis has 18 as Crooker hits the first one. Makes it a 6-point ball game with 59.5 seconds to go. Second free throw up and good. Make it 83-76 now. 58 seconds to go. Tomlin brings up the court. Going to go one-on-one with Matt Wallace with the screen from Mosby. Fade away, 3-point jumper off the mark, no good. Far for the loose ball, and Lewis comes down with it. He'll reset the offense with a new shot clock. Now Lewis pull up three, that one off the mark, no good. And a foul is going to be called. And a foul is going to go against Northwest. And this is going to go against Matt Wallace, his second personal foul. 19th foul, and now going to the line for 1-1 is McCullough for William Jewell. .42 seconds to go, 83-76 is the score. McCullough at the line shooting 1-1. Free throw up and good. .83-77, 6-point ball game, 42 seconds to go. McCullough now with 14 points in the ball game. Second free throw up and good. 5-point ball game. 42 seconds. Matt Wallace will take it out. Full court pressure being applied by William Jewell. Wallace will get into Crooker. And now we'll go out of bounds off of Hildebrand. It will stay Northwest basketball as it's poked out of Crooker's hands. Wallace will take it out on the left baseline. Looking for someone to get it in to. He'll throw it down the court to Pitts. Pitts wide open. Going for the layup. That one good. 85-78. Pitts now with 25 points with 35 seconds to go. Tomlin drives through going against Kozad. And a foul is going to be called against Grant Kozad. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. And that will do it for Grant Kozad. His day is done. He will have 24 points in this ballgame. Kozad will foul out. That'll be it for Grant Kozad. And coming in for Kozad will be Xavier Kurth. So Kozad finishes his day with 24 points, 7 rebounds, 8 for 8 from the line, and 8 of 12 from the field. 7-point ball game. Tomlin at the line shooting two. First free throw rims out. No good. 32 seconds left. Second free throw up. And good. 85-79. 32 seconds. Wallace inbounding. Hits it into Pitts. Foul's going to be called against Tomlin. It's going to be Tomlin's fourth personal foul, and Pitts will go to the line to shoot two with 30.6 seconds to go in a 6-point ball game. Justin Pitts on hits at the line for the double bonus. He'll shoot two. Pitts with 25 points in the ball game. First free throw up and good. 86-79. Second free throw up and good. 87-79. 30 seconds to go. Tomlin brings up the court against Matt Wallace. Gets it back to Mosby. Mosby, long range 3-point shot, banks it in. 87-82. 24 seconds to play. And now a timeout's going to be called by William Jules. Mosby hit the 3-point shot. 87-82. Northwestern front. We're going to take a 30 second timeout. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Specializing in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area, more at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
24 seconds to go here in the second half. Northwest in front, 87-82 over William Jewell in this Hilliard Classic contest. Tomorrow, Northwest men are back in action. They'll take on Rockhurst University. But coming up after this game, we'll go up to Maryville for Northwest women's basketball. They'll take on William Jewell in the Winstead-Reeves Classic. We'll go up there as soon as this game is completed. The Northwest in front, 87-82 over William Jewell right now with 24 seconds to go in this ball game. Northwest will get the ball coming out of the timeout called by William Jewell. Mosby hit a 3-point shot. Before William Jewell called the timeout to get a 5-point lead for Northwest, as Crooker will get the inbound, he'll be fouled by Hildebrand, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Crooker at the line to shoot two. That was Hildebrand's second personal foul. And it comes with 22.6 seconds to go in the second half. Free throw up and good. Kirkland now with 18 points in the ball game. 88-82 is now the score. Second free throw up and good. 89-82. Tomlin across the timeline. Hildebrand, long range three. That one's short. Doesn't hit the rim. And Pitts comes up with it. He's going to be fouled. With 14.2 seconds to go, he will go to the line to shoot two. Northwest now with a 7-point lead, 89-82. Pitts with 27 in the ball game. Kozad 24, Crooker 19, and Matt Wallace with 11, all in double digits for Northwest. Free throw up and good by Pitts. Make it 28 points for Justin Pitts. Grant Kozad fouled out. He had 24 points in the ball game. Pitts hit the second free throw. 91-82 now, 29 points for Justin Pitts. 10 seconds to go. Tomlin, pull up three. This one, good. 91-85, 6-point ball game. 7 seconds to go. Wallace inbounds the curve. Back to Wallace. And William Jewell will just let it go as Wallace pass up to Pitts. And that will do it as Northwest picks up the victory. 91-85 over William Jewell in this first game in the Hilliard Classic down here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rapid Refill in downtown Maryville, supplying ink and toner for Brother, Canon, HP, and many other printers. Rapid Refill also provides printing services, repairs, and sales for businesses and consumers. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nwav.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Northwest picks up the victory 91-85 over William Jewell in this first matchup in the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic down here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Northwest will be back in action tomorrow at 5 o'clock tip-off against Rockhurst in their final game of the Hilliard Classic. Real quick, stats for Northwest in this ball game: Justin Pitts led all scored with 29 points. He was 7-for-7 from the charity stripe. Grant Koza added 24 points for Northwest, but he fouled out. But he had 7 rebounds as well. Connor Crooker, 19 points. Matt Wallace, 11 points. Brett Doherty, 5 points. And Zach Schneider, 3 points. For William Jewell, leading the way in scoring was Tom with 24, Lewis with 18, Mosby with 20, McCullough with 15, Hildebrand with 4, Belong with 2, and Whelan with 2. Northwest takes this one 91-85 over William Jewell in this first matchup in the Hilliard Classic. And we will now go up to Maryville for women's basketball as they take on William Jewell women in the Winsett-Reese Classic after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.